leave that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Good morning, wrestling fans. Welcome to the Pain Clinic for March 7th. Holidays today, just one. It's National Crown Roast of Pork Day.
Sounds tasty?
Yeah, maybe. I'm shrugging my shoulders on that
one. Not really sure.
No, not either. I want to send out happy birthday to former NWA WCW wrestler Chick Donovan. Remember him?
Slightly?
Probably not. He's 73 today, so he must have been old when we saw him. Bruce Pritchard, Brother Love, is 57 today. He also is the main creative force of SmackDown, I believe.
So you can blame him for everything that goes wrong.
That's right. When you watch it last night in Buffalo, it's all Bruce Pritchard's fault. And it's his birthday today, so maybe he had started early. You know, he might have had a few before the show started, and then he has Daniel Bryan do Goldberg or whatever, you know, or, you know. Former WCW wrestler Major Guns is 48. Do you remember Major Guns?
Very slightly.
How can you forget Major Guns?
She was part of the Misfits in Action.
That's right. She was part of...
With Hugh Erection?
Yeah, Booker T. What was Booker T?
G.I. Bro?
G.I. Bro.
And, won me a fantasy league with that guy.
Oh, that's right. Well, so Major Guns was their cheesecake woman of it, you know? I mean, that's, you know, she was... Major Guns kind of was a self-describing name as well, okay? We'll just say that. And if you want to look it up, look it up. And she's 48 today. I usually don't give ladies ages. WWE NXT UK wrestler Tyler Bates is 23 today. Can you believe that?
We've known about him since he was, what, 19?
Yeah, he is 23 today. That's absolutely crazy. Tyler Bates, one of my favorite wrestlers to watch. And
he should be.
He's outstanding.
So young. So once you know, Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Don't Slight Empire. Culver, join us tonight at Salvatore's at the Garage Door and Salvatore Saloon for UFC 248. Two title matches tonight. You definitely want to come out. This is the I keep calling it Thanksgiving Day. For some people, it's Thanksgiving Day, but other people, it's St. Patrick's Day coming up, and the next weekend, St. Patrick's Day weekend. So you can get a little pre-gaming in this weekend. Come out and watch UFC 248 with us. Starts at 10 p.m. You want to get there a little bit early to get a good seat because the place gets packed fast. And come on out. We'll be out there hanging out, making announcements. Come up and talk to us, you know, please, you know, say hi. Maybe we'll bring some stuff to give away, who knows. And always a good time at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door for UFC. And that's tonight. No cover charge ever for UFC at Salvatore's. So definitely check it out. And I'll be there. I don't know who else is going to make it because it's kind of a busy weekend for everybody.
There's a possibility I will be there.
There's a possibility.
I want to see that fight.
So you say there's a chance.
I like both those guys.
Adesanya versus...
Romero.
Yeah, Soldier of God.
Soldier of God versus Last Stylebender.
I know. Well, it's like made in comic book heaven, you know? That's the main event. And, of course, the co-main event is a women's title on the line as well. So we've got... what's what else coming? Hey, interested in roller derby? I got one more plug. Hey, interested in roller derby? You want to be a skater? Officiate? Question mark. Rock City Roller Derby needs you. We want to thank you so much for coming out last weekend. We packed the dome. It was packed. It was great to see all the fans. And you know, I always do a survey when I'm the announcer there and say, "Hey, who's here for the first time?"
Hey, I'm gonna take a survey.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, yo. So I actually do that. And I got a huge crowd pop from that. Because, and then I realized I had to educate them a little bit while I was doing my announcing, because it's not obvious sometimes of what the rules are. So, but that always makes it fun for me as well. It allows me to have things to talk about instead of, you know, but it was a tight, there were tight games. And we want to thank everybody who came out. But if you want to join Rock City Roller Derby, email them at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. If you're interested in the men's team, Flower City Fear, FLOUR, City Fear. Find them on Facebook as well as flowercityfear.com. Hey, now it's time to talk about the world of pro wrestling. Hey, anybody out there, I'm going to throw this out. If you went out to SmackDown last night in Buffalo, give us a call. We want to know about things that we saw and things that we didn't see and you saw that you could tell us about. Like the dark match, which we do know about.
And exactly how over was Otis yesterday, because he was getting a huge pop.
Yeah, so why don't you give us a call? But before that, we got a lot of things to talk about. 1 week from this Wednesday, AEW is in Rochester. I hope you got your tickets. None of us do yet. Maybe we do. We'll figure that out when they get closer to town. But I'm super excited. They came off pay-per-view. Let's talk a little bit about their pay-per-view last weekend. AEW was a Revolution.
Revolution.
Yeah. Are they all like copywriting all the old WCW pay-per-view titles?
Revolution was a WWE one.
Was it? Okay. So yeah. WWE.
New Year's Revolution.
Oh well, yeah. That's right. They let it lapse. I did not see all of it. I saw some of it. What I saw was unbelievable.
Yeah, I have not seen the whole thing yet either. Yeah. Myself,
I watched it. It was probably one of the best shows I've ever seen. I mean, the tag match between Omega and Hangman Adam Page and the Young Bucks, that was probably the best tag team match I've ever seen. Orange Cassidy and Pac, that was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was one.
And so many memes came out of that.
I think
too.
That was one that probably stole the show, in my honest opinion. Then obviously the main event, which, let me tell you, they make that main event feel like it's big. It's like a boxing match. Oh. It's just hearing it's the main event. You know, they bill it up as it's the biggest thing ever.
They had the chorus come out and sing Judas. Yeah. And the thing is it's people already sing Jericho's theme coming out, but then they had a chorus doing it as well. And so, yeah, you know, that's sports entertainment.
Yeah, it was the big fight feel. It was tremendous. It really was good. And honestly, I'm not a big fan of Nyla Rose. I think she's great. But her match with Chris Stratlander, I feel bad for them, because that match was actually really good. But they had to follow up the tag match.
Oh yeah.
And after that, the crowd was just like kind of dead for a little bit. But it was a really good match.
Apparently, Stratlander was sick too the whole time.
And she wrestled a very good match.
So yeah, that
was very impressive.
So my only problem with the pay-per-views being on Saturdays is Saturdays is a night that I have commitments to at times, and so I know you can buy it and watch it another time, but who wants to buy it after the results are already out?
I did not look at Facebook at all last Saturday. Yeah. I DJ'd, went home, ordered it at 2:30, and watched it till like 5 or 6.
You do not sleep, do you?
No.
I want to introduce the cast and crew of the show, and I just thought about that. That's Furby, folks. He is the beefcake of the pain clinic.
Beefcake!
you look at him. We're on Facebook Live right now if you want to check him out. He's wearing his Cleveland, is it Cavs jersey?
Yeah, my Kevin
Love. Old school Cavs jersey, kind of. I mean, I don't think they have nearly as much blue now, do they?
Nah, they wore these a little bit the last couple of years as their throwbacks, and then they went to a different style for the throwbacks, but I bought it cheap. Well, I was in Cleveland. $25.
Nice. We got of course someone who doesn't play for him anymore, right?
No. He's still there.
Oh, he's still there?
Still there.
He's the one who stayed. I'm sorry. When everyone else left.
He wants to leave, won't get rid of him.
When the sinking ship was going and all the rats ran off, he was like the one that went down with it. So Danger Boy's with us as well. Two Dangers manning the tweeter, and you can text us also at our phone number 222-1280. If you would like to give us your opinion on what you think. You know, if you did go to SmackDown, if you watched it last night, listen, we have one pay-per-view. There's actually a pay-per-view this weekend. I know we had Saudi Arabia Super Show last week, but we actually have the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view, which they hurriedly this past week set up on both shows, you know, trying to fill out the rest of the card. And it's not going to be a long, I bet you this is one that ends probably about 10:30. So I don't think it's going to be as long as, because if you look at it, there's only like 6 matches on it. I know, and I understand the Elimination Chamber takes up a lot of the time. It's kind of like the Royal Rumble. You got to give it over an hour, you know? So there's a, But that's going on this weekend. And trying to think of what else wrestling-wise going on this weekend. Like I said, we got a week from Wednesday. AEW's in town doing live on TNT. And so I do want to talk a little bit about fallout from the AEW pay-per-view as well. Because we had this past Wednesday night, AEW, we got to see, I don't know, I thought I was pretty impressed. And, you know, with this man, it's hard to impress me sometimes after meeting him. But Jake the Snake Roberts on AEW, what do you guys think about that?
He can still cut a promo.
It was very impressive. I enjoyed it. He really went after Cody. And, you know, I don't think anything that Jake said was wrong. I mean, obviously.
Well, he's setting somebody up to come in. Now, we discussed a little bit before the show went on the air. Who could it be? Let's put
the big names thrown out there are either Lance Archer or Brody Lee.
Or Matt Hardy.
It's not Matt Hardy.
But Matt Hardy is already tied into one reveal.
Plus, Matt Hardy can talk for himself. I don't think he needs Jake. So
can the other two. Well, at least one of the other two we know can talk.
Yeah, so
I think it's Lance Archer.
Well, Lance Archer was a big signing 2 weeks ago. So Brody Lee, I don't, I'll give them credit. They cram a lot into 2 hours every Wednesday night. They have to. Mm-hmm. They have to cram that stuff in. Because, I mean, there's so many storylines going on, you know, like crazy. You know, we have a new champion after last Saturday night. Moxley is beating Jericho, has the belt now.
And surprise, he could see.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my gosh, that's an unfair advantage, apparently.
Yes.
All right, 222-1280, *12 is the number. If you are shy and don't want to call us, you can text us that number, but we got the unshyest guy in the world on the line right now. It's Rick from Rochester. What's up, Rick?
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing fantastic. How are you doing, Mr. Rick from Rochester?
I cannot complain. Just like to reiterate where you guys were talking about on SmackDown. And like Corey Graves said, last night on SmackDown, that music never gets old. NWO, that was a great segment. I love them boys. I wish Hogan was there though.
Yeah, you are the only one, I think, bro.
I don't think that was a great segment at all. I thought that segment was clunky and it looked like they were reaching for the script or they didn't have a script or something. Until Sami Zayn came down, it was a train wreck.
All right, well, that's your opinion, but I just like seeing them. You know, those guys are, you know, those guys are legends. I love them. They weren't wrestling.
Yeah, I mean, did you time the time it took him to get to the ring? I'm just saying, you know, I mean, and Nash is actually healthier now than he was like his last run in WWE. So, because he had like the serious hip problem that they had surgically repaired. But I will tell you, people reacted to him obviously, and I mean, listen, nobody expected the NWO to show up on a Moment of Bliss,
except for they announced it the day before.
Oh, did they?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't see they announced.
Oh,
it.
Yeah.
Oh man, I didn't know that. You know, oh well, my loss.
Yeah, they did announce it. He's right.
So, what else, Rick? What's going on?
I actually did buy the AEW pay per view. I was really impressed with Orange Cassidy. Man, that kid could go. I didn't see him. You know, it was earlier work when he was in other leagues and stuff like that. But he really not just a gimmick. I mean, he's over obviously, but he can really work.
Yeah, I love when they kick each other in the shins. You remember that?
I had the privilege of seeing Orange at ESW earlier in February, and I had known that obviously he can go in the ring, and a lot
it's
of
like
the
two
stuff,
weeks ago, wasn't
yeah,
it?
It's yeah,
just like 2 weeks,
two
ago.
3 weeks ago, and you know a lot of the stuff that he did at ESW, he did against Pac in the match on Saturday, and to see it on TV, knowing that I saw that live. And this is like the first time that the AEW crowd is honestly seeing, you know, him perform like this on AEW. It was kind of awesome to really see. And the match that he put on with Pac, like I said, I thought it was the show stealer, obviously, besides the tag match. But, you know, him and Pac gelled really well in the ring. And, you know, it is what it is. Obviously, Orange lost, but it was definitely huge. Crowd loves the guy. Most over guy in the company right now.
Without a doubt. I mean, and you know what it is when he puts his hands in his pockets, everybody pops. Seriously.
And then he bounced up, he got off the mat with his hands in his pockets and did a handspring up, and then dived out of the ring with his hands in his pockets.
Yeah, he did a kip up with his hands in his pockets. That was pretty cool.
But when
you guys watched Being the Elite?
That the video, that is the video channel of the Young Bucks. I do not watch it. I've watched it a few times though. I've seen like when they did the the invasion of WWE in California, which got someone fired from WWE. But beyond that,
Jimmy Jacobs.
Yeah, Jimmy Jacobs, who's now wrestling, who works for I think Impact Wrestling now, or is it NWA? I can't remember. I think it's Impact. He's there. But yeah,
The latest episode is so funny. Christopher Daniels is in the back trying to carry a conversation out with Orange Cassidy, just like sitting there with his shades on, and he puts the shades on Christopher Daniels, and he gives him a half thumbs up. That's funny as hell.
It shows you you can be a slacker and still excel in wrestling, right?
Yeah, for sure.
That's his gimmick. I mean, it's like, hey, he just puts his hands in his pocket and turns his head,
Yeah, they said that character's derived and loosely based on Ryan Gosling's character from the movie Drive.
Okay, I can see that.
One other thing I would like to ask you, and I hope it does come true, are you guys reaching out to your boys, Chris Harrington, or anybody in the PR department, and try to get maybe JR on or anything before the show?
Well, I'm working on, I have an opportunity to get MJF on next week, so
cross our fingers.
Well, no, you don't got to cross your fingers. Like, I can make it happen, but it's like, it's a timing issue right now. So it'll happen one way or the other. But yeah, I've been also JR's going to be in town Tuesday, a week from Tuesday at the Comedy Club with Tony Schiavone and who's the guy who does the podcast with him? Danger. The guy,
Ric Flair's son-in-law. It's I always forget his name.
Yeah.
The Southern guy from Alabama. Yeah.
So they're all going to be there. And actually, I was really trying to get JR on today because next week, if we have MJF, I don't think I have room for anything else. I can't just cram in a bunch of quick calls, especially JR's. We have so many questions for JR, But if JR comes around live next week, who knows, We'll see what happens.
I tweeted him. He was asking about different barbecue spots in different towns, and I tweeted him, to go to the Dinosaur checkout.
He knows the Dinosaur. He's been here before, JR is a big star, so I'd love to get him on just before he came. I mean, he came last summer and we didn't get him on before he came, but we'll see.
Yeah, hopefully you get him or MJF on, and I appreciate that.
Or both.
Hopefully, as long as MJF doesn't have bar mitzvah to go to.
Man.
All those guys in the crowd with bar mitzvah. It's funny, man. I seen a sign, he said MJF stole my dreidel.
MJF really was pretty impressive in that pay-per-view as well. I'll have some sound to play later from Cody where he just kind of like says, MJF whips me and does all this other stuff and then I lose to him. It was kind of like a nice setup for Jake the Snake coming out. But Rick, we gotta go to break, man. Thanks for calling, buddy.
All right, thanks guys. Yep.
All right, 222-1280 star 12 is the number. We'll be back right after this. We've got some news. There's a lot of news. I would say one piece of news I will tease is, think about this as we go to break. What'd you guys think about AJ Styles getting a winning pin over Aleister Black? And I mean, you can see it in two different ways. You can say, yes, Aleister Black had to go through a bunch of guys before it happened, but still, AJ Styles got the pin.
It's not like Riddick Moss pinning Ricochet, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah, it was bad.
Clean.
222-1280 star 12. We'll be back right after this on Fox Sports 1280.
Some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
You guys know exactly what I'm talking about when it comes to the Intercontinental Championship, right? I don't need to explain this to you. I mean, Scott Hall, right? Razor Ramon, am I right? Honestly, one of the greatest Intercontinental Champions of all time.
Thank you, Sammy.
I mean that. And Kevin Nash, I mean, come on, as Big Daddy Cool Diesel, you won the Intercontinental Championship too. You know what I'm talking about. And Sean Waltman, you know exactly how much much the Intercontinental title weighs because he carried these guys' bags for so many years.
Ship for free.
Your championship win was based on a lie, Moxley. You're a cheater. You're a liar. I spent the better part of 3 months training to face a man with one eye. And the fact you can see out of both is not an action that is worthy of a champion. That makes you a, shut up, that makes you a snake oil salesman. That makes you a Pharisee. That makes you a cheater, like I said. And as a result, all of you are liars too. All of you. I am not in a good mood. I should be out here with a beautiful trophy. But someone deprived me of that honor. Maybe you've heard of The Undertaker.
I am the phenomenal one, AJ Styles, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Little congratulations going out to AJ Styles for winning the Wrestler of the Decade, according to Pro Wrestling Illustrated.
Yeah, there was a lot of other Wrestling Observer awards this week, too.
I saw the Wrestling Observer, but Pro Wrestling Illustrated's been around a long time, and Wrestler of the Decade, I mean, I agree. I mean, what he was doing...
You can't disagree.
What he was doing in TNA, keeping it alive and, you know, putting on five-star matches every time he was in the ring, even with a six-sided ring. You know, he is definitely, and the thing is, the only bad thing is he's coming into WWE towards the end of his career, you know, according to him, you know, but he's now making the money he should have been making the whole time as well. So, AJ, what were the Wrestling Observer Awards? I saw they had, like, you know, they had Television Show of the Year, which I believe was AEW Dynamite. No.
I don't believe so.
No, it was not a WWE.
That was the TV show of the year. Promotion of the year was New Japan.
Yeah.
Wrestler.
I didn't see any WWE shows in the top 10 of the awards there, or of the top 7 at least.
The Wrestler of the Year went to Jericho.
Maybe NXT. I'm sorry, NXT was in the top 10.
Most Outstanding Wrestler went to Ospreay, which I'm not a fan of Ospreay.
I just have a time I saw him live where he goofed. You know,
tag team
happens.
Tag team went to Lucha Brothers. Best on interviews went to Jericho. Promotion of the year went to New Japan. Best weekly television show, Dynamite. Match of the year was, I think it was in New Japan. Ospreay versus Tagaki. And then Jericho took home some more awards. And then Box Office
Draw. Oh, yeah, Wrestler of the Year, yeah.
Yeah, Box Office Draw was Jericho. Yeah. MVP was Jericho. Yeah,
of course.
Feud of the Year was Cole Gargano. Most Improved was Lance Archer. Most Charismatic was Jericho. The Daniel Bryan Award, Best Technical Wrestler, went to Zack Sabre Jr., who I think is boring. Yeah, there was more. But.
Yeah. So Wrestling Observer put out their year awards. We have a couple texts, and if you want to text us, 222-1280, star 1280. So first one we got, thought Bruce Pritchard didn't work for WWE anymore.
Came back when they fired Eric Bischoff.
Yeah, remember that happened a few months ago when we talked about it? It's like
right after they went to Fox?
Yeah, right when they went. It was like 2 weeks after going to Fox, you know?
And the thing with that, too, is Heyman is leading a couple of the main storylines on SmackDown, too.
Is he really?
Yeah,
he's doing the Goldberg-Reigns
feud. He's leading that.
Excellent. So Paul Heyman's getting a little bit more push, I guess.
You got Paul Heyman guys on Raw are getting shot down, like Ricochet and the like. So.
And Cedric, too. That was one of his biggest guys when he first took over. And when's the last time we saw Cedric? A year ago, feels like?
Someone probably said, you got to keep Braun Strowman relevant in this company. And so you have to. But you
know. Why? They've already ruined him.
Yeah. Well,
I didn't think you could ruin a 6'8", 400-pound muscle guy.
They ruined him like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
he's the Intercontinental Champion, right?
Yeah, that's his first title. He should have been world champion 3 times over by now.
At least he flipped over that ambulance. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I know. So it's a strong man. Got another text from somebody. Did you guys see the cryptic tweet AEW sent out? The first letters for each line spells out Matt Hardy.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier before the show, and I noticed that, and I mean, I think the Exalted one is obviously
Matt Hardy. Well, when the Young Bucks show up in Matt Hardy's Twitter or YouTube show, it's kind of assuming, you know, I mean, and I will give the WWE a lot of credit. They really said some nice things about Matt Hardy when he left.
And Matt Hardy said nice things about them.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the thing about how he changed with the times and was able to evolve his character, and not a lot of people can do that. Mm. You know, in the world of wrestling. I mean, Stone Cold Steve Austin is still Stone Cold Steve Austin, the guy we knew.
As we'll see in 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's going to,
Oh, a week from Monday.
Monday Night Raw on the 16th, it'll be 316 day. Of course, we always joke about it and tweet about it, and everybody does. And Steve Austin's probably the most active day he's on Twitter is on 316. he's going to come. Hopefully they're going to, I know that they said that he's kind of like coming back to do something with them. So hopefully this leads up to WrestleMania. I don't know what it'll be involved with. Maybe Brock Lesnar. Maybe he'll be going with Drew McIntyre. I don't know. I don't know. What could Steve Austin help right now? Going
special referee?
Yes.
We haven't had one of those in a while.
Last time he special refed with Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar got stunned. So, that was a long time ago.
I feel like WWE hasn't really done like a special referee in a long time.
Lacey Evans over last summer.
Well, besides that one, but who really cares?
Danger, you have any thoughts on that? Maybe what Steve Austin could be, which program at WrestleMania he could be associated with?
Well, if he's going to show up on Raw, it's got to be something Raw bound. They're building what? They got Drew and Brock, which I don't think would need him.
No. But maybe.
And now there's rumors that we might not be getting Becky and Shayna because Vince has soured on Shayna.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Wow.
He actually made some changes on Monday night this past week that changed what they were. They actually weren't going to have Aleister Black get pinned. They were going to find a way to end that match without having him get pinned. But Vince changed that at the last minute. And I think that's to put over AJ because AJ's going to be working with The Undertaker.
And I don't think it hurts Aleister Black at all either. I mean, I think Aleister Black...
Because they haven't built him up enough yet.
Yeah, and I still think there's still obviously room to grow. But the fact that, and maybe it's just the subtle things here that I'm looking at, but the fact that obviously AJ pinned him, you know, with the crossed arms across his chest and the tongue sticking out, really what it is, it's just setting up the Taker match. So I had no problem with it. I mean, it sucks for Aleister, but it is what it is. It's professional wrestling and it's entertainment. So
what did you think about the outrage over Randy Orton stunning Beth Phoenix?
He was actually getting some cheers.
I will say Beth Phoenix took it very well.
Beth Phoenix took it very well, and Randy Orton was great in that entire promo. That's what a very good heel does. They justify their actions, and his justification makes you think about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, we don't know the things that he was talking about. Like, I was more of a father to your kids than Edge or whatever, you know, or whatever he said.
No, he said he cares more about the kids than she does because she was pushing Edge to come back.
That's true. Oh, yeah, because Edge is the wrong move, and he's done.
He cares more about Edge and the children than she does because she's an enabler.
And yes, and you know, who knows? I mean, I could see a triangle going on maybe now with her because maybe she accepted what he said, you know, but she did. But it was like, you know, women and men wrestling in a match is something that WWE really tries to stay away from. You know, they really don't want to have men doing moves to women. Maybe we have to go back to when China was in WWE. China beat men. But
this one furthers that storyline.
Oh, big time. Well, now we have an Edge return date next week.
Yeah, he's going to be on Monday.
So Edge will be on Monday and I'm guessing he's just going to run after Randy Orton the whole time, and they're going to have pull-aparts and whatnot.
They should still be playing up the injury. He should play up the injury until right before WrestleMania, and then he doesn't. And you come to find out he was fine after the attack for a portion of time.
Then Jericho's going to say, I've been training for a one-eyed man the whole time.
Yes.
And then you had two eyes the whole time. You know,
I was training for a broken neck, and you didn't have one.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm excited. You know, Listen, if Edge or Matt Hardy were legitimately hurt in any of the stuff that went on, then that would be a mistake. But I think Matt Hardy took a worse beating than Edge did. That's for sure. Especially
he was bright and on YouTube on Sunday night.
I was gonna say he looked great on YouTube.
Yeah, he looked great. He didn't have a neck brace or anything.
Well, the week before he had a neck brace, so he was like. He
it's a miracle.
And you see, Jeff Hardy kind of made a return at backstage this past week and teasing coming back. So, but Matt Hardy's still under. Like he and Matt signed contracts. He's owed time for like a broken. I think it was a broken leg.
Well, he tore his ACL last year. That's why he's been out.
Yeah. So he's coming back, and he's probably going to have to work 9 months before his contract's up. But You know, Matt and Jeff didn't always need to be tag team partner together. Jeff won that title. He won the
Jeff was doing very well in the company when Matt wasn't in it.
Yeah, yeah. They always pushed Jeff, I think, a little bit more as a singles guy than they did Matt. And I think Jeff said also.
Well, Jeff is bigger. He's a bigger guy, too. Yeah. He's a, you know,
he also got over with the teenage girl population more than Matt did.
And Buffalo, and I got to see him win a title, okay?
I won't lie. He's a little bit more entertaining, too, than Matt. I mean, as far as a wrestler. As far as a wrestler.
He was.
Yeah, he's kind of slowed down some of his crazy moves, you know?
But, yeah.
He is no longer the more entertaining Hardy since Matt reinvented himself.
Well, right, exactly. But no, I love V1 too in the ring.
And you could see someday Matt's going to be in creative.
All day.
Yeah. He has to be. Yeah. He's a genius.
Yeah, you know, he'll be in creative someday, and that's why I think the WWE and he had those nice messages going back and forth, because he'll be welcome back. He left the right way.
Yeah, I don't think he saw his last days in WWE.
No, and he wasn't bad mouthing him like some other people have been who've left WWE in the last few years. But that was super exciting. That now we just got to see, does Matt Hardy debut in Rochester on March 18th? Does Brody Lee / Luke Harper debut in Rochester?
I think the Exalted One, Matt Hardy, shows up this coming week.
This coming week?
And then we see Brody Lee on the
tweet.
18th.
The tweet that they were talking about, the cryptic tweet, said, "I am here." Or you are here, or something like that. It pretty much said that I'm coming. Not that I'm coming, that I'm here now.
Well, especially since the Bucks were in his video.
That and especially after the Dark Order finally lost, and then Evil Uno said the Exalted One will be upset, or this isn't planned, this isn't how it's supposed to happen. You know, I think it's time now.
In my heart, I was always hoping it was going to be Christopher Daniels, just because that's something he's done before, that kind of group, that kind of, you know, being, you know, the prophecy, yes, you know, I mean, and being the leader, and, you know, drink the Kool-Aid and all that stuff, you know. So I will say that, but I'm excited if it is Matt Hardy. I mean, they were teasing when Matt was still under contract that it could have been him, so, you know. And Matt, when his contract ran, a lot of times guys get released and they have to wait out their contract, and then they have to wait out 90 days after that. Matt's contract ran out.
Yeah, it was just a contract running up, and he wasn't released of any kind, so he can go do what he wants.
Yeah, you know, and I mean, think about it. When you work for WWE, you really don't work for them. You know,
you're an independent contractor that can't work for anybody else.
Yeah, you're an independent contractor who gets paid a lot of money, and you can't work for anybody else. But in a loss, you could fight the independent contractor if they tried to, like, nix you from anything else. And they try that. People get free and then try to do indie shows, and they get stopped from doing them and stuff. You know, it's weird. And it would change someday. Someday they're actually going to have employees that are wrestlers and not just in creative.
We'll see. We'll see how long that goes. I mean, they've been trying that for years. You'd have to have everybody on the same page, though, going after it. That's the problem.
True.
But yeah, no, Matt Hardy doesn't have to wait until his contract ran out. Okay. I love, there's a lot of internet sites that are always like, oh, you got to wait out 90 days when your contract runs out. No, you don't. You're a free agent that day. You can show up the next day someplace else. When you get released, you have to wait 90 days from your release date.
That's right. That's right. So, and I think we're just getting past that for Luke Harper / Brody Lee.
I believe it's actually tomorrow at midnight.
All right. So maybe, hey, Luke, give us a call, man. 222-1280 Star Trek. We're going to go to break on that. I want to talk about maybe a little mechanical tarantula on the flip side. You're listening to the Derby. I'm sorry, you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Lesnar massacred 15 consecutive top stars in World Wrestling Entertainment, only to get hit from behind in the testicles by Ricochet, which left Brock Lesnar vulnerable to Drew McIntyre claymore kicking Brock Lesnar flush in the face, knocking Brock Lesnar over the top rope, eliminating Brock Lesnar from the Royal Rumble match.
Listen up, scum
this to yourself. Nobody is safe.
I'm not here to praise you. I'm here to slay you. The only reason I'm here is I have a client. The dark side will be coming to AEW. And once our roots have taken hold, it'll be like this. Like a phoenix rising from the ashes. Soaring to the sun. It's been 20 years for me, Cody. 20 years to get clean, to get right. And by God, I earned it.
Yo, what's up? This is DDP, Diamond Dallas Page, and you're listening to the, oh, good God, the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Bang.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. DDP there, friend of the show. I haven't seen DDP in forever. DDP, very responsible for Jake the Snake Roberts being in the condition he is. So it's always a good thing to, and then Jake totally thanking DDP after, you know. And but you know the funny thing is Jake, when he didn't want to have anything to do with wrestling when he was in town a couple of years ago with a Comic-Con, you know. He didn't really want, you know, because there was a wrestling show going on and he just ignored it as he walked by the ring.
Well, this is a higher level, and DDP got him this job.
And there's a big, there's probably more zeros at the end of the paycheck, I'm guessing. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. We got Scott from Henrietta. Scott, what's up, buddy?
How good was it to see him on television, though?
Jake? Yeah, yeah. I mean, they made him look, I mean, I just have these visions of him going out and, like, sneaking smokes when he was at the Comic-Con, but or the Flower City Comic-Con, but I, but, you know, seeing him then, they kind of had him dressed almost in wrestling gear, kind of like, you know, more like, you know, the badass he was, you know, but it was great, you know, it was great, you know, trying to re-image him into the what he used to be like.
I mean, he's... His voice is, you know, quite gravelly. You know, you can tell, obviously, he's been through some very rough periods in his life.
He smokes. He smokes a lot, too. So,
yeah. Know, yeah. I mean, that's part of recovery, too. Is unfortunately, that's part of it. Is I've just noticed over the years, a couple of my friends who have been through it just turn into absolute heavy smokers and their voice goes to crap. But
yeah,
mean,
because when you go to rehab, it's okay to smoke. It's not okay to smoke other things, you know. So that's what, you know. So they got to grab what they can. And plus, smoking is addictive. So never mind. But go on, go make your point.
But it was just, you know, it felt like Jake the Snake. It was nice to see him. And obviously, with the Dark Order tweet today, it's fairly obvious he's not probably talking about Matt Hardy. So it could be a certain. Someone whose contract, whose non-compete clauses, I believe, coming to an end today or tomorrow, or it could be a certain guy from Japan who could be this new dark force. But I'm curious as to how many different dark forces AEW is going to have, because they don't seem to have a lot of good guys. They have more bad guys than they have good guys lately, it seems.
I will say that they have a dark show as well, so, you know, it makes sense. I mean, there are good guys. Cody's, you know, one of the biggest faces. Any of the original owners, the Bucks.
The Bucks played heels at the pay-per-view.
That's true, so. So I don't know, you know, that's
their biggest faces right now are a guy with his hands in his pockets, Cody, Moxley, Darby Allin, who actually doesn't care, and
Darby doesn't care.
Yeah,
I launched myself like a missile off
Jurassic
the corner.
Express, who they have to do more with.
Yeah,
yeah, they've really got to.
Well,
really
their champ, their champ is the big face. You know, Mox. You know.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think about it, you've got the Inner Circle, the Dark Order, the new Death Triangle, which I would love to see them make a 6-man tag championship just to let the three of them just. Have fun.
Oh, I loved when they did last
week. I'm pretty sure that's one of the rumored titles to eventually be popping up soon, along with another singles title too.
I mean, it allows them to put more people on television by making a 6-man, and, you know, it gives that roster a little bit of time to, you know, to grow and develop, because they've certainly got a lot of trios. They've got Jurassic Express, they've got Best Friends, they've got Death Triangle, I mean, any combination of the Elite, except, you know, for Adam Page, who just needs a beer and he'll show up and do stuff. There's a couple of great different ways to look at it. And yeah, I think a six-man would really benefit them, at least, you know, just as a nice little match in the middle of the card, just to absolutely get people to go out of their minds, which I don't know who watched the Revolution, but that tag match between the Bucks and Page and Omega was unbelievable. Just a fantastic storytelling match. It was just, you know, it was fun to watch. It brought me back like the old Hart Foundation Demolition stuff, you know, classic tag team wrestling with actual psychology and storytelling instead of this transactional stuff we get on other shows that I started watching again this week for the first time in a month and really regretted my decision.
Well, I will say, I
don't want to come out and bash them. I don't get where they're going in certain areas.
Well, I will say one thing. Maybe because they're going to have another two-hour program sometime in the near future, that they can create more of these belts and stuff and things like that to occupy the TV. And that's why they're doing the Dark show as well, I think, eventually, because, I mean, you got Taz on that doing an announcing. I think eventually the Dark will become the extra show and it'll be another night of the week or something. So, yeah, I just got a message from somebody on Twitter or on text saying, two most exciting tag teams in wrestling are the Young Bucks and the new Raw Tag Team Champions. What do y'all think? It's like...
I love me some Street Profits.
You like the Street Profits?
I want me some smoke.
Yeah, I'm not good on people getting smoke, but I'm okay with the Street Profits. Smoke means rub or whatever. You think about it, you know, it's kind of using a terminology, like for a wrestling terminology, not like they're going to go out and have like a big blunt out in the back of the stage. Someone will start throwing blunts in the ring, you know?
No, it's not. It's not Matt Riddle.
It's not Matt Riddle. Matt Riddle will be there collecting them, you know?
Yes.
In his bare feet. So,
and then yelling at Goldberg, who will not pay attention to him at all.
Goldberg nor Brock Lesnar. Yeah, it's like, don't put my name in your tweets from now on. It's like, okay, make it clear. But AEW makes the world exciting. I know we were going into WrestleMania season, and it's really... it's good to have an alternative when, you know, like last night's SmackDown show, really nothing that spectacular. I mean, the NWO showed up, you know, I mean, you know, but you, like we talked earlier, it was announced the day before, really was just, to remind people they're going into the Hall of Fame because it was announced 2 months ago or whatever, but shows aren't that solid, you know, I mean, when you got to do two pay-per-views and a Super Showdown after, you know, to start the year before WrestleMania, you know,
that's my problem with WWE is they flood the market with all these big shows and it never really gives them any time to actually really build anything, and it's just stupid.
Well, the other part about it, they don't follow up on anything. I mean, remember back, and you know, I'm dating myself a little bit, but yeah, but I mean, old Rock Triple H, you know, feuding where it would be the Nation of Domination versus DX, they'd go at it for a little while. 6 months later, they would circle back around to it somehow, but, you know, there would still be heat there. Now it's just, well, let's throw Aleister Black in a, you know, a gauntlet match, and then it serves absolutely no purpose anywhere. Whereas I want to see some kind of retribution. I want to see Aleister Black make a move of some sort, but it just doesn't seem to be happening. And there's nothing for AJ to float back around to. There's no rival because he's pretty much vanquished everybody he's fought. I mean, Cedric Alexander is on a milk carton, hopefully, and, you know, hopefully we find out where he is and someone gets him back home safe.
Well now Ricochet's following him there, you know? He's on the next edition. But, hey, we got to go to break, bud, man. I'm going to ask you one question before we let you go. What did you think about the biting tarantula coming out of the cage?
I've seen better animatronics at Universal Studios Florida.
Of course, because that's where they keep all the presidents, right?
Right.
All the live presidents. We're going to talk about it. But thanks for calling, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Yeah. So what'd you guys think as we go to break? It's like, I mean...
I almost fell off my bike while I was exercising.
Remember when he stuck his hand in and came out and it was all bloody and everything? Do tarantulas have, like, teeth that could do something like that?
Some of them do.
Okay. But that... Not toy ones.
I don't think toy ones can do that.
Yeah.
Maybe he got caught in, like, the gear or something. Who knows?
Maybe he got stuck in the cage.
I was hoping it was going to be one of Bray Wyatt's dudes that was in the cage, you know?
No, but Ramblin' Rabbit was great last night.
Okay. We're going to go to break on that. We'll be back on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Let's take what the snake takes. You see, I'm not in AEW to take the whole pie. Just your share. Now, a wise man once told me, never, ever turn your back on somebody you respect or you're afraid of.
Hey, this is Olympic gold medalist Kurt Angle, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic. Oh, it's real. It's damn real.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic, our last segment. We don't really have that much time.
Well, we do have some scary and sad news, but it appears to be okay. Scott Steiner late yesterday was backstage at Impact tapings and collapsed during the pre-tapes and had to be rushed to the hospital. Apparently, he's doing okay from all the tweets that came out, but apparently it was a very scary situation.
Really?
Yes.
I know that he was come back. We saw him coming, you know, if you watch Impact on Access TV. About a month ago, he came out and called somebody out and walked down the steps. And
he was also on NWA Power too.
Yes,
yeah. So I'm sorry, it was NWA Power. I'm thinking is when he did that. Yeah. We got pay per view this weekend. Elimination Chamber. We got AJ Styles, Aleister Black in a no DQ match. Obviously, no DQ means everyone will be interfering,
including the Undertaker most likely.
Andrade versus Humberto Carrillo for the U.S. title. Maybe they take it off Andrade now because he was suspended. Maybe not. We'll never know. Braun Strowman, Shinsuke Nakamura, Cesaro, and Sami Zayn in a handicap match for the Intercontinental Championship. Street Profits versus Seth Rollins and Murphy for the Raw Tag Team title. The Miz and John Morrison versus Jimmy Uso, Jey Uso, Big E, Kofi Kingston, Otis and Tucker, Lince Dorado, Gran Metalik versus Robert Roode and Dolph Ziggler. An Elimination Chamber match for the SmackDown titles. I thought it'd be good. I got to see how they do the Elimination Chamber for...
we know Dolph and Roode are coming out last because they won the...
And honestly, I think there's two things that we get out of this pay-per-view this week. We find out who's going to challenge Becky Lynch.
Yeah, we all thought it was going to be Baszler, but maybe Vince changed that.
I still think it's going to be Shayna Baszler. Yeah. I think it would be
maybe
stupid.
Ronda Rousey shows up.
Yeah, but then you just completely destroy what you did on TV the last 3 weeks with Shayna Baszler against Becky
Wouldn't
Lynch.
Be a first.
Okay, we got to get out of here. We're running out of time. So watch it, folks. We'll talk about it next week. We'll be on the official road to WrestleMania as of next week. We'll see you next week, folks.